Jeannie Francis.
Hi.
Hi. Jeannie, this could be the most unusual introduction you're ever going to have, and here you go.
It started out in Port Charles Town, where Frank Smith's mob used to hang around. No one could prove that he was a crook till Luke stole his little black book. Do you remember the General Hospital rap?
I do.
Oh, my gosh. No. I think I was like in eighth grade in my quest. This was, Jeannie, this was back before we had access to the internet.
Uh-huh.
My sister and I taped it, and we sat and just kept rewinding it and playing it, rewinding and playing it until we knew all the words to the General Hospital rap. We were a little into it and a little geeky, but nonetheless, we were big fans of yours.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, congratulations on your addition to The Young and the Restless. I know Nana will be happy.
Nana.
Yeah, that's my wife's grandmother, and she went out to L.A. a couple of years ago and met the entire cast. They were so welcoming to her, she'll never forget it. They had a wonderful time.
Yes, it's a lovely group of people, and they've been equally as welcoming to me. It's really been nice.
You know, I have a question about, and I'm not a daytime soap fan, I'll be totally honest with you, but I know I did have a crush on you.
Oh, thank you.
Back in the day. Yeah, I did. I probably still would have a crush on you now.
Well, I wanted to be you. I mean, I think that
you wanted to be me?
What? No, I wanted to be Laura.
Why would you want to be Laura? She's such a mess.
I just wanted your teeth. You had such beautiful
you
teeth.
Did. Oh,
you still have the same teeth. But.
Yes, I do still have my teeth 30 years later.
I told you this was going to be unusual.
Good news.
But I know that in 2002 that you left the show. And and it's interesting because people talk about quitting their jobs, you know, every day. They're unhappy or whatever. But you took it to a new level when you were unhappy.
How I left the show when I turned 40?
Yeah.
Basically what it was is that I had a clause in my contract that said that I had summer off with my kids. And that had been, you know, a policy for years. And I had fought for equality with my co-star, Tony Geary, which was not easy to get.
Mm-hmm.
And with the new producer coming on, she said, you know, you didn't give your notice for summer in enough time, in enough number of weeks. And I said, well, you know, I have another clause in my contract that says I can quit the show within this amount of weeks. And she said, oh, wow. Fine, I hear the threat. And I just said, you know what? I've worked for so many years, it doesn't make sense to me not to be able to enjoy my family.
Good for you. And
yeah.
So you quit.
And then they want you back again years later.
Yeah.
Yeah, I came back for a little four-week visit here, a little four-week visit there. But basically haven't been on contract to a soap for 9 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how do you like getting back into it full time?
I love it. I'm having such a good time. It's been great to play a character that's just the anti-Laura. When I play something where I've been really bitchy or really evil, I just laugh. You know, it's been fun, and it sort of reinvigorated my own interest in my own career.
And you're playing a mom now.
I'm playing a psycho mommy.
The best kind.
It's fun. It's really, really fun. And the way they set up the character is great because she was not always evil. She was a person who was naive and got bullied by a man. And so she has a lot of anger, and she's out for herself now.
We are talking to Jeannie Francis, who is now back on daytime television on The Young and the Restless. Jeannie, I have to say that I was really first introduced to you on North and South.
Yeah.
I can remember watching that as a kid, that miniseries. I know that you married your husband, Jonathan Frakes, William Riker from Star Trek The Next Generation. You met him on set there, but there were like other relationships that happened on that miniseries.
Yes. Wendy and Jim got married, and they're still married as far as I know. A lot of people got together on that show. It went on for a year, and we were all living on location together, and we were all that age. When you look for a partner, we were all in our early 20s.
It was like the love set.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, I think it's just the time in life when you look for your partner.
I have to ask this because this has really been the year of the death of the soap opera, and it's pretty sad with All My Children going away, One Life to Live going away. Now there's rumblings that General Hospital may go away, and Young and the Restless is one of the last few standing. There's no talk about that going away anytime soon, is there?
It is very strong, and they have a big commitment from their network. They are putting money into their show. They're adding new characters. They have not given up. They're looking to reinvent and move forward. So I believe that they will be around.
And there's a rumor that with Katie Couric's new daytime talk show coming to ABC, her show may end up putting the axe in General Hospital. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, know, that's really not clear if that's what it's going to be, because they haven't really said that she's taking their time slot, or perhaps they'll move their time slot. You know, it sounds more like she might be taking the Oprah time slot. And I also don't really want to spread the rumor that GH is going off the air, because that could hurt them. And I don't want to do that. Until Brian Franz stands up and makes the announcement that he's let the show go, we don't know that. They may be around.
Okay, I watched most of Oprah's last season. Were you on this last season?
Yes, I was.
How cool was that? Because she had all the soap opera, the big soap opera mm-hmm. people on her show.
It was very cool, and I owe her so many thanks, because I wouldn't have this job if it were not for her.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. When I got the call from ABC, I said, how come you want me to be on Oprah? Why don't you push an actress who you've got on contract? And they said, oh, well, Oprah won't do it without you.
Wow.
Wow.
I know. I was really thrilled. And then when I was on the show, she really worked hard to kind of tease out of me, well, what would you do? What would you want it to be? You know, what do you want your future to hold? And she got me to say how I felt about it, which is that I wanted a more grown-up version of Laura. And then from that interview, I waited to hear from GH, and I didn't. But I did get this call from Maria Bell, who's the head writer over at Young and the Restless.
That's so cool. What a neat story.
Yeah.
Jeannie Francis, it's been a lot of fun having you on the show. We all have a little connection to you, and we're thrilled you're back on YNR and number one daytime drama. She's been on for a couple of weeks, and you can catch her here in St. Louis almost any day.
4 o'clock.
Yeah. Well, Judge Judy's on, you know.
I know.
Okay. Jeannie, I'm going to have to get reacquainted with you.
You are up against the judge here.
I got a couple of kids who live out in California, so next time I go out to visit them, I'll come up to Calabasas and we'll grab a little coffee.
Sounds good to me.
All right, Jeannie.
Did he just invite himself?
I did.
He's kind of stalkery. I'd be careful.
Jeannie, I'm very handsome and I'm low-key.
He sounds very handsome.
Because they won't tell you. I have to tell people.
Jeannie, thank you so much for being on the show today. Good luck with your part on YNR.
Thank you so much. Bye.